There's a lot to be thankful for in the November employment report. Although the unemployment rate was unchanged, new jobs were created at a pace that hasn't been seen in almost 3 years. Hello, this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on November 2014 U.S. employment trends. The Current Population Survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the Household Survey, reported the November 5.8% unemployment rate was unchanged from October. It's still at the lowest it has been since July 2008. A year ago, in November 2013, it was 7.0%. The reason the unemployment rate was unchanged was, although the labor force expanded by 119,000 and there were only 4,000 more employed persons, the number of unemployed persons rose by 115,000. Those not in the workforce grew by 69,000. These are all fairly small numbers in relation to past movement of these metrics. In other words, despite the labor force expanding and a relatively small number of people becoming employed, the unemployment rate needle did not move, at least not at the 1/10 percentage level. The results from the Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Job Survey or Report, the total number of jobs was up 321,000. The gains were fairly broad-based and not just concentrated in retail, although the sector did quite well, and sectors associated with this time of year. The economy hasn't seen an increase of more than 300,000 jobs in almost 3 years, when it grew by 360,000 in January 2012. The private goods producing sector grew by 48,000 jobs in November compared to growth of 28,000 in October. Building new jobs in the construction sector picked up with growth of 20,000 compared to October's gain of only 7,000. Manufacturers assembled 28,000 more jobs in November, and that was a nice improvement from October's growth of 20,000. And hiring activity continued to slow down in mining and logging. That was flat, neither adding nor subtracting any jobs after adding only 1,000 in October. The private service providing sector contributed 266,000 more jobs in November, which was a nice improvement from October's growth of 208,000, September's increase of 213,000, as well as from a year ago, November 2013, when it rose 204,000. The retail trade sector did quite well in November with growth of a little more than 50,000, which was a nice improvement from October's increase of a little more than 34,000, and considerably better than a year ago in November 2013, when the sector only added a little more than 22,000. The professional and business services sector's job growth picked up steam as well, with the addition of 86,000 jobs compared to a gain of 52,000 in October. A year ago, in November 2013, it added 73,000. Computer systems design and related services added 6,500 jobs in November. That was not quite up to the 7,400 it added in October. The education and health services sector added a total of 38,000 jobs in November, with the sector's highly seasonal educational services subsector increasing by less than 1,000. Therefore, growth in the health care and social assistance portion was a little more than 37,000, which was a bit better than the 32,000 growth of October. Home health care services were up by 5,000 in November, and that was weaker than the 8,300 job gain in October. New jobs in the leisure and hospitality sector increased 32,000 in November after adding 55,000 in October, and somewhat off the 37,000 it added in November 2013. The total number of government jobs was up 7,000. The federal government was up 5,000, of which 4,000 of those were with the Postal Service. State government was up 3,000, and local government was down by 1,000. As the Federal Reserve Board observed in its latest and last for the year Beige Book, temporary help services growth was strong as it continued to reach new highs. In November, temporary help services was up almost 23,000 to 2,975,200, which was a 0.8% sequential growth and year-on-year growth of 8.5%. In October, temporary help services was up almost 20,000. A year ago, in November 2013, temporary help services was up by more than 36,000 jobs, with sequential growth of 0.1% and year-on-year growth of 8.1%. Temporary help services market share, that is, its portion of all jobs, continued to increase and reached an all-time high of 2.12% in November. Just last month in October, it was 2.11%, and it was 2.0% a year ago in November 2013. Will temporary help break through the 3 million job level before the end of 2014? Well, if not in December, then it will likely reach that milestone in January 2015. Stay tuned. By any definition, new job creation was strong in November. But the job story isn't over yet for 2014. The numbers will be revised early next year, and we expect the 2014 numbers, especially those for the final months of the year, to be even stronger than currently reported. The employment economy will likely be off to a strong start in 2015. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data and analysis we provide. A fully interactive video version of this report with the ability to replay only certain sections and view charts and tables in detail can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.